In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. This Mass is obviously offered for those who are here present and in honor of the chaste heart of St. Joseph. You may not know this, but the chaste heart of St. Joseph is a feast which is not fully recognized within the Church, right, Fabian? But it is a, that's why we're offering a votive Mass of St. Joseph instead. To be able to do so in special occasions. This is kind of like one of those, don't get me in trouble with the Archdiocese of Denver liturgy guy, but you are allowed in particular circumstances to do such things just as this. So, Chaste Heart of St. Joseph, it's all about how St. Joseph wishes that his heart, which is totally held onto and restrained in all of its emotions, all of its desires, and put in ordinance to what it is that God desires. And so Saint Joseph desires that his heart be not adored, that his heart be venerated in such a way that we can imitate his virtues. That's the whole purpose that Saint Joseph has appeared to many other persons through both approved and unapproved apparitions that you can spend more time delving into. But certainly, even if one is to say that the apparitions are not actually given by God, yet we know that it is a part of our faith that we are to imitate St. Joseph and always within ours. That is the central aspect of what Josephology is all about, is that he who was entrusted all things, is entrusted to us, and we are to entrust all things to him. Why do we say that St. Joseph is the universal patron? It's because that which is everything was entrusted to him. Salvation itself was entrusted to St. Joseph. Isn't that a pretty awesome thing? To think that salvation was in the hands of Joseph. That's what Jesus is, right? Jesus is salvation. And so he held salvation within his hands. In fact, he held the author of salvation within his hands. And God the Father of heaven said, Joseph, my work needs to be protected. And God said, even though it had to come forth by Mary's yes, Joseph was the one who he entrusted all those things to be carried out through until he was ready to be sent forth. That's a very powerful thing. In fact, he entrusted the purity and the awesome goodness that is Our Lady to St. Joseph, and that he would not in the slightest way. So God crafted St. Joseph's heart in such a way that he would not steal anything of the virtue of Our Lady, that he would preserve her totally intact, that he would see her goodness and seeing it as fully desirable, would not seek to usurp any of that which it belongs to the Holy Spirit. Think about how awesome that is. I mean, I really want to pick on Jacob right now, because here you are entrusted with God's gift in Aaron. And are there things that are greater? I mean, I don't know. I'm not in a position to judge, things like this. But here, to think that as desirable as your wife is, and how God has crafted your soul in such a way to be able to take on what this goodness is here in Aaron, and to know that you were made in a real way, in a very real way, you were made for her, and how could you spend your life just around that and think that I can't partake, that there's something which is still off limits? That's the life of St. Joseph. His entire being was crafted to protect her. She was crafted to house salvation, Jesus Christ. And yet, here he is in that way where he knows that he has been made just for her, for this protective role in that way, and to be around her goodness for the whole of his life, but know that it's not for him. It's not for him. That he is just the protector, the consoler. He is the one who places himself at total service. What is said in Ephesians chapter 5 about what that relationship between man and woman perfectly lived out in St. Joseph. St. Joseph was willing to go to the cross. In fact, what does tradition teach about St. Joseph? You've read his book, right? I gave it to you. Maybe you haven't read it yet. You should read it. The book that on St. Joseph, The Glories of St. Joseph. The reason, what is it that broke Joseph's heart? What is it that actually dealt the death blow to St. Joseph when he was there upon his bed? That's right. He's whispering because he wants me to say it. St. Joseph, because he knew that he was not selected to be there with Jesus, with Mary, co-offering that sacrifice. That he knew that this one who he was given to protect and to, in that chaste way to be able to be around and preserve and to make sure that her goodness was always put to the fore and always treasured, that he wasn't going to be able to be there at the foot of the cross to make sure that all the more that that was protected. He knew that his son Jesus Christ was going to be fine, like every father does. No father who is a good father holds on to his kids and says, no, you can't go out of the house. The world is too scary. That's what a bad father does. And I don't want to hit on our bishops in any way for any way in which they may do things like that. But, I mean, a father pushes his kids out of the nest. Father says, brave that which is difficult. Father says, okay, that's dangerous, that's hard. You might get hurt in that way. Here are ways you might want to go forward. Here are pitfalls you might want to avoid in this way, but have at it. And when it's successful, I'm going to be there cheering you on and saying, that's my boy, as they did it. When you come back in, okay, let's recess that strategy. Let's figure that way out. That didn't work out so well. The same as St. Joseph. He knew that our Lord was going to be completely all right in this. But that lady, he knew that he was there to protect everything about her. And he knew how deeply it is that she was in love with her son and how he could not be there to make sure that that was protected at that moment, tore him up. So it is in this chaste heart of St. Joseph that you and I are called to emulate is not only to restrain the libidinous energies that are given here, although that is very strong within St. Joseph's protection, but also in every energy that God has given us, whether that's a restrainment that has to come with joy from time to time, that we can't just let it out in every moment in so many ways, but have to also hold back a little bit of those of that in the same way. Same way with anger, when that wants to shoot itself out there, that too has to be chastened and held so that it might be directed in the right ways to spur virtue on in its most dynamic ways, that even in audacity, it's a really great one, the daring emotion that says go out there and charge the field, take it. Well, no, there's prudence that needs to be held in there and to make sure that only so much audacity goes out, on and on and on, all those emotional things that go on within the heart. If you struggle with that, go to Saint Joseph. That's why the saints say go to Saint Joseph, because everything was entrusted to him. Jesus Christ, who is everything, the Blessed Virgin Mary, who is the protector in so many ways, and so he is the universal protector and the protector of the church. Mary is the church, and Jesus is the one who does the sacrificial act within the church. And so as we devote ourselves all the more to Saint Joseph, I want to offer you a prayer that maybe you don't know of Saint Joseph's here from his chaste heart that I had the occasion to pray for the first time this morning as we were driving. A short two-paragraph prayer. Though you don't have it in front of you, and I failed to send it ahead of time because I was focused on so many other things and making wrong turns on the road, then we'll just pray it together in agreement. To thee, O blessed Joseph, do we come in our tribulation. And having implored the help of your most holy spouse, we confidently invoke your patronage also. Through that charity which bound you to the Immaculate Virgin and the Mother of God, and through the paternal love with which you embrace the child Jesus, we humbly beg you graciously to regard the inheritance which Jesus Christ has purchased by his blood, and with your power and strength to aid us in our necessities. Most watchful guardian of the Holy Family, defend the chosen children of Jesus Christ. O most loving Father, ward off from us every contagion of error and corrupting influence. O our most mighty protector, be propitious to us and from the heaven that you have, in which you inhabit, assist us in our struggle with the power of darkness. And as once you rescued the child Jesus from deadly peril, so now protect God's holy church from all the snares of the enemy and from all adversity. Shield to each one of us by your constant protection, so that, supported by your example and your aid, we may be able to live piously, to die holy, and to obtain eternal happiness in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.